You're listening to Goldblatt Career, your podcast for helping you sort things out. Today, you'll learn about the 6 life lessons from one of the greatest personal finance books ever. Rich Dad, Poor Dad, written by Robert Kiyosaki. When Robert was a child, he asked his father, who had a PhD and excellent grades, "Dad, can you tell me how to get rich?" His dad didn't know the right answer because he wasn't rich himself. He simply responded, "Use your head, son. Stay educated, get good grades, and find a good job." His real dad will be referred to as Poor Dad. He wasn't actually poor at the time, however, in the end, his financial life took a turn for the worse. Little Robert had a friend named Mike, who he started partnering with to create money. Mike's father, a hard-working man, who wasn't actually rich in the start, will be referred to as Rich Dad. In his later life, Rich Dad became one of the richest men in Hawaii. This summary will be focused on the financial advice and important life lessons given by Rich Dad, who poured a strong financial foundation into these kids' minds. So, let's get right into it. Lesson number 1. The rich don't work for money. Savers are losers. Today, interest rates in many countries are around zero. And the biggest losers are the poor and the middle class. The people who work for money and save money without investing. Your house is not an asset. After the subprime mortgage crisis in 2007, the real estate bubble burst and people found that their house was not an asset. It didn't help them in hard times. Quite the opposite, since a house generates not income, but expenses. This wasn't a real estate crisis, it was a crisis made by the rich, who created financially engineered products known as derivatives, or more commonly referred to as mortgage-backed securities. They are simply a group of mortgages from individual house buyers that was sold as a package to investors. The problem was that many of these were subprime mortgages. Mortgages granted to individuals with low credit scores, eventually leading to default, being unable to pay back, and subsequently leading to the crisis. Rich Dad teaches Robert a valuable life lesson. He offered him a job that pays 25 cents an hour, which he resisted. He upped it to $1, and then $2, but Robert stayed silent. A final offer of $5 an hour, a handsome sum at the time, solidified Robert that he would not be bought. Rich Dad was proud that Robert did not have a price. Most people did, because of two emotions that control their lives. Fear and greed. Fear on being without makes them work hard and earn a paycheck, which makes them need more money, making them spend more. It's what Rich Dad called the rat race. This keeps people stuck in a pattern of getting up, going to work, paying bills, getting up, going to work, and paying bills. Too often, people react to their emotions instead of thinking logically. They are afraid to admit money is running their lives, and so money controls them. Lesson number 2. Financial literacy. It is concerning that many people are too focused on money and not on their greatest wealth, their education. If you are financially intelligent, you'll be much more prepared. It's not about how much money you make, it's about how much money you keep. So, how do you do this? You must know the difference between an asset and a liability, and buy assets. It may sound simple, but it is the number one rule and the only rule. Rich Dad says that the rich people acquire assets. The poor and middle class acquire liabilities that they think are assets. An asset is anything that puts money in your pocket. A liability takes money out of your pocket. A normal person earns income from his job, and his expenses are things like food, transportation, clothes, and entertainment. This particular person has no assets, but lots of liabilities that constantly take money out of his pocket. House mortgage, credit card debt, student loans, taxes, a house, and a car. The problem arises when all the income is eaten up by the expenses, having no additional income to invest in money-generating assets. On the other hand, most people who get a raise, bonus, or any additional income spend it all, leading to lifestyle inflation, increasing spending when their salary goes up. Others just put money in their savings account, but do not actually invest it. A rich person not only earns money from their job as their only source of income, they buy and own assets that bring even more money in their pockets as a form of passive income. Passive income is earned without you needing to be actively working or spending time on anything. You're generating income even while you sleep, 24/7. As Warren Buffett puts it, make money while you sleep or work until you die. Poor Dad was making a lot of money, but his expenses always seemed to keep up with his income, never allowing him to spend money on assets. As a result of this, his liabilities grew greater over time, leading him into debt. On the other hand, Rich Dad's personal financial statement reflected the result of a life dedicated to investing and minimizing liabilities. This is why the rich are getting richer. Their assets generate more than enough income to cover their expenses, with the rest reinvested into assets. The assets continue to grow, and therefore the income grows with it. Lesson number 3. Mind your own business. So many people work for everyone else. Their employer for their salary, their government for taxes, and the bank for their mortgage. Rich Dad knew about this secret lesson of the rich. Don't spend your whole life working for someone else. Minding your own business doesn't necessarily mean creating your own company. It revolves around focusing on your asset column. So keep your daytime job, but start buying real assets. Keep expenses low and reduce liabilities, building a strong base of solid assets. Some examples of these assets are businesses that don't require your presence, stocks that give dividends, income-generating real estate, market index funds, royalties from anything that you have created, and anything else that produces income or appreciates over time. Robert focused on the assets he loved. When assets generate enough income to cover luxuries, that's when you can buy them. So, acquire assets that you love, because you will take better care of them and enjoy learning about them. Lesson number 4. The history of taxes and the power of corporations. In England and America, originally there were no taxes, only temporal and occasional ones used for such things as wars. In the late 19th century, England made an income tax permanent to its citizens. The taxes were intended to be levied only against the rich. However, although this was the intention, it would end up punishing those who had voted for it, the poor and middle class. As governments grew, so did taxes. But the rich saw an opportunity amidst this chaos. Corporations became popular. A corporation is a legal document that creates a legal entity, offering a lower income tax rate than individuals. And certain expenses can be paid with pre-tax dollars, that is, before the government puts a tax on the money, meaning you'll have even more money to spend on growing your company. The problem individuals face is that the harder they work and the more income they produce, This means that you'll just be taxed even more. Rich people delay paying taxes on, say, selling a piece of real estate, since the money is immediately invested in another piece of real estate, an income-generating asset. As long as you aren't putting money into your account, you won't be taxed. Moreover, the rich focus on long-term capital gains rather than short-term capital gains, which are taxed lower since they're less speculative. After a few years in his regular job, Robert was making more money in his real estate holding corporation than he was at his regular job as a top salesman. This helped him get out of the rat race. This was made possible by investing in his financial intelligence. It is made up of four things. Accounting, being able to read the financial statements of a company. Investing, making money grow even more money. Understanding market conditions, supply and demand, and bargain deals. And the law, tax advantages. A corporation can pay expenses before they pay taxes, whereas an employee gets taxed first and must try to pay expenses on what is left. In short, business owners with corporations earn, spend, and pay taxes. Employees who work for corporations earn, pay taxes, and then spend. Employees who work for corporations earn, pay taxes, and then spend. Lesson number 5. The rich invent money. Some people cling to old ideas, and when they struggle, blame technology or the economy for their misfortune. Money, which isn't real, but just what we agree it is, isn't our greatest asset. Our mind is. Money can be made from nothing more than ideas and agreements. Robert took advantage of market conditions in the 1990s and purchased a house worth $75,000 for just $20,000, using $2,000 as a down payment that a friend had loaned him for $200. He ran an ad advertising a $75,000 house for $60,000 and sold it in minutes. This example illustrates how a simple financial process can create a lot of money. With little initial money and low risk, it is an example of money being only an agreement. So, would you rather work hard, pay taxes, and save what's left, with any growth also being taxed, or take some time to develop your financial intelligence? Another example is Robert buying a house for $45,000 in a depressed market, renting it out for very little profit. A year later, the market picked up and he sold it for $95,000, reinvesting the capital gains into a 12-unit, $300,000 apartment house. 2 years later, that was sold and reinvested into a 30-unit, $875,000 apartment building. A few years later, an investor offered $1.2 million for the property. Robert also has a stock portfolio of high-risk private companies that are about to go public. As you develop your financial IQ and begin to put it into practice, you sometimes win and sometimes lose. But always have fun. Don't be afraid of losing, because failure is part of the process of success. Lesson number 6. Work to learn, don't work for money. Robert worked on a Standard Oil tanker fleet. He joined the Marine Corps to learn how to lead troops. He took a job as a salesperson, and then he launched his first company selling wallets. Most people work hard to get a secure job, focusing on pay and benefits in the short term. However, what they should do is seek work that will teach them the skills they'll need. Instead of simply working for money and security, learn a second skill and make that your second job. Communication skills such as writing, speaking, and negotiating are crucial to a life of success. Robert works on them constantly, attending courses or buying educational resources to expand his knowledge. We all must learn to be good teachers as well as good students. To be truly rich, we must be able to give as well as receive. Robert became a mix of both dads. Both a hardcore capitalist who loves the game of making money, and a socially responsible teacher who is deeply concerned with this ever-widening gap between haves and have-nots. A quick overview. Lesson number one, the rich don't work for money. Most people are controlled by two emotions, fear and greed, stuck in a pattern of getting up, going to work, and paying bills. Rich people don't have a fixed price or salary. Lesson number two, be financially literate. You must know the difference between an asset and a liability, and buy assets. An asset puts money into your pocket, a liability takes money out of your pocket. Lesson number three, mind your own business. Don't spend your whole life working for someone else. You don't necessarily need to own a business, just focus on your asset column, buying assets that generate income and not on your income column. Lesson 4, the history of taxes and the power of corporations. Business owners with corporations earn, spend, and then pay taxes. Employees who work for corporations earn, pay taxes, and then spend. Lesson number 5, the rich invent money. Money isn't our greatest asset. Our mind is. Money can be made from nothing more than ideas and agreements. Lesson number 6, work to learn, don't work for money. We all must learn to be good teachers as well as good students. To be truly rich, we must be able to give as well as receive. Share this with your friends and family if you found information useful. It helps me tremendously to keep producing valuable content for you. Thanks for listening. Until next time.